What's up, guys? Welcome back to Put a Sock in It Pod. I'm Noah. That right there.
Oh, we're starting?
That's Larry.
Sorry. Hi. Hello. It's Larry.
Do you prefer Larry or Larry? Depends who's asking.
It depends on the day. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. It's like, and it depends on the person.
Okay, but if it's Larry, is it L-A-R-R-I? L-A-R-R-Y?
L-A-R-R-I.
You like the I. Okay.
Well, that's how it's originally spelled.
Oh, like that's birth certificate.
Lady. Yeah. Okay. My mom wanted it to be different. Well, my mom knew that my dad had warrants because, you know, gang affiliated. So we have the same exact name, just mine's with an I. He's like has a Y.
Gotcha.
So I didn't get arrested and stuff. She it's put an I. You look a truck driver today.
And I just threw this hat on because I actually just got a facial. Shut up. I actually, there was like a pop-up shop for like, or this pop-up event that La Mer held. And if anyone out there follows my stuff, love La Mer, big skincare guy.
Me too. I love facials.
And literally they reached out to my team and was like, hey, we're doing like a pop-up event. Like, does no one want a facial? I was like,
nice.
Do I? And so I went and I felt amazing. But I like, the problem with facials is like after, when you're like so relaxed and feel great, you look in the mirror and your hair is crazy because you're laying down, you have this headband on.
Yeah.
And like my hair goes forward, you know? And like when it puts back, it's just like a different look. And like my forehead. From the pillow, like my hair is like all like stuck up in the back. So I looked in the mirror, I was like, skin looks great.
That's nice.
Hair looks crazy.
Your skin does look great. It's
so
glowing.
I just wetted my hair, but it's, so I just threw this thing on.
Nice.
And it kind of goes with.
I said like your little matching pink vibes. Yeah.
You look monochrome.
You look very put together today.
No, I feel very comfy today.
You look comfy.
Like, I'm so cozy. You look comfy as well.
I know. You see me in my little, I got my gray sweats on.
But it's fitting, you know? It's not like we look lazy, you know? Like, this is a very fitting attire for this.
I feel like a bum, but it's good.
Okay.
My face is breaking out.
I see the star.
I have anxiety.
I like the star.
My depression almost took a toll
actually
today.
What's wrong?
My demons were... They were trying to get me. Yesterday, I had the worst day of my life.
Is what we talked about before?
Oh my God. No. Yesterday was like, have you ever had one of those days where like everything's against you? Like God is looking at you and he's like, ha ha, bitch, I'm going to fucking ruin your day.
Let's see how you handle this.
Oh, so you want to hear my day yesterday? Do you guys want to?
I do. I was with you yesterday. We literally filmed yesterday.
Yeah, after that, it got even worse.
I was about to say, hopefully.
That was my peak.
Like God was against me when he made me film with Noah. Like, thanks.
That was the start of it. I'm just, no, you're amazing.
Okay.
But it, for sure, so it after, was like...
What started to happen after?
Well, it was my grandma's birthday. Queen. And so we got our reservation at this restaurant called Catch. You know what Catch is. Every LA feces know what Catch is. And we get the 30 minutes late. The reservation is at 6. We get there at 6:34. Allegedly, which is so... I just hate this rule, is that if you're 30 minutes late, you know, past like 30 minutes late, you have to, you know, they cancel your reservation. We were 34 minutes late. So right. We were 4 minutes almost there. And they canceled my grandma's reservation. And my grandma goes, I don't give a fuck. We can go get pizza. And I was like, bet. So then I take her to Boa because I was like, you know what? Maybe like.
She wanted pizza and you took her to Boa.
Yeah. Just I was like,
okay.
I can get there easily. I know that. I know that.
Boa Steakhouse?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
You know, I know the finesse.
Come on, Paul.
Hey, you see Paul, we see you. And we went to Boa Steakhouse and everyone has got margaritas and I didn't have my ID. And so all my family was, you know, drinking. And
you
then
did you?
And I was like, hey, like, can I get one? They're like, ID. And I was like, I don't have my ID, but I have a picture. And they're like, no. And I go, and what's crazy.
Who else's ID would I have a picture of on my phone?
And also,
you could have pulled the, I've seen people here. I mean, not gonna just say in LA. I've seen people pull the. You want me to look myself up? Show you my famous birthdays.
Last time I pulled that, somebody laughed in my face. So I'm embarrassed to do it ever again. Yeah, because like it was a club, and I was like, I promise you, like this is me. It was my reservation for the club.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at like my face is right here, and they're like laughing, and I was like, what's funny? They go that you really just googled yourself. I go, I had no other choice. Yeah. Lost my ID. And ever since then, I just got like secondhand embarrassment from doing it, so I'm never doing that shit again.
Yeah.
Anyways, I couldn't. You know, get a margarita with my family. So everyone was getting lit without me. And I felt like a fucking loser. I
felt like me.
Yeah.
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 I felt like a fucking loser. Well, is that what I am?
You said it. I was thinking it. Same thing.
You were.
Anyways.
Did it feel good? Was it like kind of fun though? Like seeing everyone like being like the responsible one?
Oh no, because I was fully sneaking it.
Oh, duh. Yeah, I was about to say,
I'm like, such a genius.
No way.
If you guys are underage, don't listen to this. Skip past this part. But you want to know what I did?
What'd you do?
I finessed. I feel like the reason why I was just, I'm so such a competitive ass bitch. Like, if you told me I can't do something, I'm going to try to still do it.
Right.
So the guy that was like the waiter that told me I couldn't get, you know, a margarita, I felt like I was playing Yu-Gi-Oh with him.
Yeah.
We were going back and forth. So I was like, you know what?
You should have stared right at him while you drank the margarita.
And then I would have got kicked out. So I asked him, I was like, hey.
You just told Paul.
No, because Paul, like, I don't want to get him stressed out. Like, that's not his responsibility.
You're like 24, aren't
23?
You?
Oh,
okay.
The fuck are you calling me old? I'm just kidding.
No, but you're just well over 21.
I know, but I took it as a compliment. He said, you look 18. I go,
thanks.
Stop flirting with me.
You wish.
So literally, I told him, I was like, can I get a, you know, can I get a virgin margarita with just salt on the rim? And he was like, yeah, of course. So then he orders me that and I go, Greg, get a margarita with the salt on the rim.
Switch.
So then we switched the drinks.
That's kind of iconic.
He didn't know.
How could you?
Well, he tried to finesse me, but it's okay. I finessed back.
The way to taste it.
He sniffs my cup. I'm like, no, but that's pretty much it. Then I came home and that's it.
Doesn't seem like too bad. Did your grandma have fun though?
Yeah, that's kind of why I got better. Like, she was like so happy. So
that's good.
No complaints here. What's up with you and your little toes? What are you doing over there, buddy?
I don't know. I just feel so. We all got the dry fits. Do you wear any other socks other than Nike crew socks?
Mm-mm.
They're the only socks I own.
Well, same.
Like, they're
just comfortable.
They go with everything. Like, I wear them to the gym. I wear them on carpets with boots. Anywhere, you know. Why? I wasn't like a flag. So it was just like,
no. Like, what do you want me to say? Like, oh my god.
No, I want you to say like, oh, me too.
Oh, like I didn't like.
The question was, do you only wear Nike socks?
That was not a question. That was just you flexing on everyone that you're rich with Nike socks.
That's where I didn't want it to go. That's where I didn't want it to go. I'm just saying the different events that I wear it to, which is the gym.
Yeah, I wear my Nike socks to the gym, Milan, a brunch with Kylie and Zach Bia. Like, okay, Noah, do you want a fucking cookie? I'm joking. No. Honestly, I wear my socks
to,
like,
cookies. Do I look like I eat cookies?
Oh, here, you want to do it today?
I actually had a mean cookie.
You know
today.
What I'm going to say? Me and Noah.
It was dark chocolate with sea salt.
Agree with me, please, so people don't think I'm just like this one-sided crazy bitch.
Okay.
Me and Noah have such a relationship. We love each other, right?
Duh. Yes, we love each other.
I would tweet that you call me the F-slur.
Stop.
And I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't?
You would.
Try me.
Where was this going?
And we bicker a lot like brothers, but it's not like they say that I'm mean to you and I'm a bully, but I don't see it. They act like when you say something back, it's like, oh, no, with the puppy bear.
He's
like,
defending himself.
And he attacks me.
I don't attack you.
Oh, straight men are so powerful.
Oh, don't even.
Oh, don't even. Yeah, they fucking are. Oh, don't twirl your foot at me, bitch. That's a threat in my country. The fuck? You want to go?
You were born in the U.S. What are you talking about? Your country.
Are you really going to tell me where I was born?
I know where you were born. Compton.
Okay, now you're labeling. You're not really, Noah?
I'm just stretching my ankle. It feels good.
Where are you born, huh? Glendale?
Glendale, Arizona. How'd you know that?
Because you always talk about, you're like, Glendale. Like, bitch, okay.
As a joke, because you're like, I'm from Compton. I'm like, I'm from Glendale. What's up?
Bitch, I say it because, like, that's where I'm actually.
I'm actually from Glendale as well.
Do you want me to say, like, a white girl? So it doesn't come off as threatening. I'm from Compton. Slag.
Slag.
Anyways, Noah, you look good.
What have you been eating up on, like, TikTok lately? Like, what's your For You page been looking like?
I think that's a good question. I don't use TikTok anymore.
Okay, well, let's not lie to our viewers. Like, what do you see on TikTok?
I promise
you, now?
If I use TikTok, it's honestly literally A, to even try to post, or B, like, that's pretty much it. I swear, you know, the feature you taught me.
What do you consume the most? What social media platform do you consume?
You love not believing me when I tell you stuff.
I believe you.
No, you don't.
I'm asking what other platforms you believe or consume.
Oh, mainly
You're on Instagram.
Twitch.
Duh.
Yeah, Instagram.
Oh, you like Twitch? You like watching streams?
Mm-hmm. For some reason, I've been watching Vinny a lot.
Like, I wonder why.
I was watching him. What do you mean?
I wonder why.
Because I'm gay. You think it's because of me? Really?
He's an attractive dude, you know?
That was a hate crime.
No,
We caught him, guys.
That was
that. Oh no, that was that girl. We got him, boys.
Okay, why do you watch Vinny?
Because I like Valorant. He's good at it. Bitch.
Fair.
It's like, why do you watch TikTok girls on your free page?
I don't.
Oh.
It's you like, want to know why TikTok? The reason I asked that, you want to know what my TikTok page has been like lately?
What is it?
It's literally like sports highlights, cooking videos, and like aesthetic.
I knew it. Quick cut stuff.
What?
I like see the reason I wrote
my. But I no longer have trendy stuff. No, longer have like other influencers on my. And yeah. It's like.
And that's because
it's not like a cleanse. Like I kind of miss them. Like I miss seeing them on it. Cause like,
no, I love this for you. Honestly, Stay on that side of the for you page. I reason why I wore my because like I knew it. I just fucking figured that you were like on a different side of the spectrum, which is like.
Oh, remember cooking. Like the whole alt TikTok and that thing.
But you're like you're on the best side of TikTok. Honestly,
I'm on a great side of TikTok.
I wish I was on your side.
I'm on like the self care
side of TikTok. Because your self care videos, which are really good, by the way.
Thank you.
I watched one the other day.
Fashion is big on like my For You page as well. I guess that fits into like the whole aesthetic.
Mm. I mean, I'm actually enjoying your content that you do when you're like putting together outfits.
Get ready with me. You
they're like so them. Comforting. Like, and also honestly,
I love that.
It's not like comforting as like, oh, I feel warm. It's coming like, okay. Like, I like where this is going. You know, I didn't expect this to go that way, but it went this way. It's like, oh,
okay.
You see the vision?
I think so. I would like to see it more. Cause like as the maker and producer of the content, like I love to hear from my consumers.
I'm a fan.
My fans, you know,
surprise, I love to hear. I'm a fan account. I'm a Bexter. No. Yeah. Your content's good. Like,
thanks.
I mean,
what social media platform do you like being most active on? It's not TikTok. You don't really like TikTok.
I think.
Twitch?
Twitter. Mm-hmm. That's the one I use the most.
I feel like I can't show my personality enough with just words.
I mean, we all have our strengths and differences. You know, maybe your strengths, TikTok. Right. Some people can, you know,
I do enjoy showcase TikTok.
Their personality on Twitter.
Yeah.
The people who are on Twitter, though, are just like, everything from Twitter, like every joke you see anywhere starts from Twitter.
It's great. No, no,
it's crazy.
I love Twitter to death. I just don't, I'm not active on it. I'm a consumer of it.
I see you.
Yeah, I love like looking through, like I literally just go in my search bar and be like, funny. And just like enter and people, there's some funny stuff. And like, I literally, every time I go on Twitter, like my feed, I just like every positive thing I see about me. I'm just like.
I know. I see everything about you.
I follow like all.
I'm like Noah Beck stay on Twitter.
Well, have you searched up your name? Do you search up your name on Twitter? Probably shouldn't.
It's a scary place.
Yeah, I've made that mistake, but like I keep making the same mistake just
last
because
time
like,
oh my god,
because I see like some weird stuff, but then I see some really cool stuff that I haven't seen on my explore page.
Remember the picture that I text you, guys? One day I think we were in. It was like when we were together and I searched up Noah's name on Twitter because I wanted to see what they were saying about us. And I'm like scrolling and it's like, Noah Beck, I love you so much. Like Noah Beck and Dixie, Noah Beck this. And I scroll and I see a picture and it's like view to see because it's like age guidelines. Yeah. And it's you face down, ass up, like an edited picture of like your asshole basically. Yeah. And I texted to Noah in invisible ink.
And I was in the middle of doing something and I'm like, why did you just text me? I'm like...
Oh my god.
But it's not even surprising at this point. Like, I see so many, like...
Shit's crazy.
Like, what's it called? Like, what's, like, the correct word for it? Where it's, like... It's, like, you, but in, like, edited, where it looks so real.
What is it? Deepfake.
Deepfake. I see so many deepfakes of myself. It's just so disturbing, because I'm, like...
I know you like that.
Did I actually take that? And I'm, like, no, this is fucking edited. And so it's a bit weird. And, like... The people that they edit me in with, like, yeah, no, that.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. It's gross. No. But then, like, under that, it'll be like, Noah Beck's fashion been killing it lately. I'm like, hey, I like it. And it's just like, I don't know. You kind of have to, like, censor that out and just, like, then you'll find the good stuff about you. And it's, like, nice because I want to enable and kind of like acknowledge the nice things that are being said about me because, like,
100%.
And I just want to, like, encourage the positive.
Yeah.
But I God, I hope my finger doesn't slip one day and actually like one of the deep fakes. Oh, and I'm like, and my fans go through my likes and see that. I'm
I feel like your fans go through your indirects and see it.
Wait, what'd you say?
I feel like your fans go through your Andrex and see it.
Oh, they do. They literally warn me. Like, every time they see I like something, they're like, hey, Noah, like, thanks for joining us. Don't search up your name. And I'm like, okay, like, is it bad today, guys? They're like, awful. And I have, like, Twitter group chats with some of, like, my, I don't know, like, they're not, some of them aren't even OGs. They're just, like, are just, like, the most active fans on Twitter. And they're just, like, the best. And I'll just, like, chat with them. And they are crazy. But they're fun.
It's good.
Yeah.
My stans are...
They toxic?
They're not... what's crazy is they're not toxic. They used to be. Like, they used to honestly, like, just bully anybody that said anything bad about me.
I've run into that
problem. And I had to kind of, like... Just because when I
tame them a bit, be like,
yeah,
hey.
I'm like just ignore it. No. I'm like, no, no.
That's such a good way to put
so
it.
But it's so hard because I kind of raised them in a sense of doing this. Because when I started YouTube, I was making Roblox videos where I was basically going on Roblox, and anybody that would say something bad about me, I would drag them.
Yeah.
But jokingly.
Yeah.
And they took, you know, they took upon that and
it translated.
So I posted a picture. If you know me, you know that I'm like, I like post the most randomest memes or just anything on my, you know that. Like I literally just post like anything on my story that I see.
Right.
Yeah. So I was on Pinterest.
It's great. You have very like Twitter humor. It's so funny.
Yeah. So I found this cute cat on Pinterest.
Yeah.
And I thought it was the cutest cat ever. And I've always reposted cute animals in my story or YouTube.
Is it the one where it's like, it's just his eyes above the table?
Yeah. I post that on my Instagram story and the owner of the cat tweeted me like saying that like, you could at least gave me credit, or yeah, which is like 100%. If I knew it was your cat, I would have totally gave you credit. That's a cute ass cat. And my fans
credit for having a cute cat, like
and like I like 100% as someone who's, you know, content has been stolen, I'm like full give the creator credit. I hate when people don't give creators credit, but I honestly didn't know. Yeah. You know, I genuinely didn't know that it was that like that person's cat. The picture is viral; it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And my fans don't do this, please. They DM'd me today. Oh my God, where's the DM? I've never cackled so much. One of my stans tweeted me, or she DM'd me, she goes, I just got blocked by a cat account for... I just got blocked by a cat account for you. Fuck that dusty ass cat. Wait. Thank you.
The cat probably didn't block her.
What do you mean, fuck that dusty ass cat?
Yeah, like...
No.
But as much as you want to be like... I like be a good person. It's just like it's funny. Like
it's funny, but like, dusty. Like
it's not like people just get so people are so soft nowadays. But it's just like
she's not.
You gotta laugh. You gotta laugh.
Mine have kind of been on like my stans on Twitter are just ruthless, and they will say and do anything to make sure I'm protected, which is amazing. I love my cult, but like y'all can't call the cat dusty. The cat didn't do nothing.
That's funny as hell. Like
Jesus.
That's how my fans act sometimes. Like if there's any kind of like conflict that I'm in, they will attack. And it's like, I'm so grateful that I have a support system that way that is so loyal and amazing. And I know his nation, Bexters, love you guys to death. But like, it's just like, sometimes it needs to be filtered and like toned down a little because it's like at the end of the day, like what I try to promote, like I want them to learn from me because whereas you and Roblox, like, would probably come at anyone and just like start talking, you know, it's funny.
Call me out.
Yeah. Well, you did.
Yeah, I did.
But like when I'm in a conflict, you know, like whenever Snapchat makes up a story like every other day about me and Dixie, it's like they see how I handle it. I just don't say anything. Like I just stay out of it, just do cool things instead, like make good headlines, as opposed to like the bad ones that people try to make up. And I'm like, guys, maybe just like don't give it attention and maybe just ignore it and like just continue to spread positivity. And like I had to go into like one of my fan group chats and was like, hey, let's try to promote this more. I tried. And,
you really are. You're so inspiring. Yeah, you make me want to go great. Like walk a lady across the street when I look at you.
You should do that. That'll probably make her day.
I will. Thank you.
She saved what me. Were you gonna say?
I was going to say, I think we should Google each other.
Okay.
Which is so narcissistic, but like, I want to figure out what the world's saying about us. Why not? I'll Google your name and I'll put like Noah Beck is.
Honestly.
And then I ask you.
Honestly, do you do it?
Google myself?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
When
I forget that I'm on Google.
Right. When I first started, like, I thought I was going to like get to a point where I would be looking up myself all the time just to like see like what's new. I could care less now. Like I would look myself up like in college and just see what people were saying when I was in college, when I was like playing college soccer.
I thought they were going to put Noah Bitt.
No, it was all just soccer. It was like my like soccer highlights, my huddle, like all that stuff. And it was just like, it was cool seeing that. Like people like, oh, people are talking about me. But now it's like, there's too much. Like
I feel like I you're really that kid in college that had his soccer highlights in his bio.
Duh.
Why did they do that?
Why did I do that?
Like, why do they do that? I never understand it's, that. So I'm just curious.
If a scout sees you at a game and they want to see more of you. Easy access. Go to the link. Okay,
that makes way more sense. I was a little confused by that. You still have your highlights?
You can probably find some. Not in my bio anymore. I'm a fan edit. Imagine I put them back in my bio.
You honestly should. I would.
Check them out.
Y'all swipe up.
Lorey is Latin. Is Lorey single? Is Lorey Mexican? Those are the top is Lorey. Lorey is.
You, it just gave me all of them. Oh my God, calm down.
Okay.
Daddy child.
Let's see what it says about is Lorey single. I'm curious as to what do they say about that. Because are you? How rich is Lorey? Is Lorey a boy or girl?
Ally.
Are James Charles and Lorey dating?
Absolutely fucking not.
It's not what Google says.
Okay, ask me one at a time, Noah. Jesus, you gotta ask me. I'm right here.
Is Lorey in the hype house?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Is Lorey straight?
Yes.
Where the bitch is at?
Where the bitch is
at? Hey, yeah.
Is Noah Beck Gibby from iCarly?
I mean, that's a, cause he's been my TikTok profile pic since I started, and people genuinely think that I was Gibby.
He grew up.
I wonder if his name in real life is like Noah Munch. I wonder if he actually like thinks I'm trying to like steal his identity.
Honestly, not.
I just really like the picture, and I just kind of stuck.
Do the hey Gibby.
No, he does the Gibby. He does that. Why are you looking at me like that? He takes off his shirt and he goes Gibby.
Do it. You won't.
Do what?
Take off his shirt and do it.
Funny.
Yeah, funny. Is Noah Beck and Dixon Emilio still dating? Mm-hmm. You're not going to answer? T. This is hot tea, y'all. He avoided the question.
Is Noah Beck...
Now you looking up yourself.
Is Noah Beck Mexican? Is Noah Beck related to Abby Herbert? That's funny. Larry and I are now going to tackle some debate topics. I literally look up, if you guys want to play along, I literally just looked up fun topics to debate on Google. And you'd be surprised how fun these are and how fun you can make these if you have a good personality.
I want waffle fries.
All right, Larry. Which makes a better cat or which makes a better pet, cat or dog?
Cat. No, dog. Cats are fucking evil.
Why was your initial answer cat?
Well, because I was thinking of like my cat because he's amazing. And honestly,
okay,
any other cat is probably just evil. They don't give you love or attention. My dogs will literally know when I'm depressed.
What makes your cat different? You don't think other cats
are
like that? Because
he will cuddle you and he's so sweet. Other cats are cold. It's like, bitch, I feed you.
Okay, stereotypically, dogs are the better pet, you think?
100%.
Okay. They are more high maintenance. Cats are very low maintenance.
That's why I choose dog.
Because I think it's very situational.
What does that even mean?
I'm just going to play devil's advocate for all of these. Everything you say, I'm just going to disagree.
Perfect. Let's fucking go. Start swinging.
All right. Would you rather be really big or really small?
You already know what I'm going to say.
You're so petite and small.
I'd rather be big. Want to know why?
Like how big? Like the size of a skyscraper?
I want to be like Dwayne Johnson big.
Oh, we're talking like realistically like 6'5"?
Like what do you mean? Like human form or like Godzilla form?
Well, it's whatever you want. Like would you rather be 4 foot or 7 foot?
Dead
or
ass?
Would you rather be an inch?
Imagine, let me just, I want to be the size, I want to be the size of lice. Hear me out. Because imagine just like sneaking around.
I'm stepping on you. Shit it on.
You thought you ate that?
No.
I know you really thought you hate like, you though, like, if you're that big.
Magic school bus your ass.
Like I was saying, I'd rather be lice because imagine just like chilling in Harry Styles' hair. Like, you get to see everything. Bro, you get to hear everything.
You made it weird.
How was that weird? It's,
imagine if you were big.
I'm sorry that I'm a dreamer.
You're literally one step away and Harry Styles is looking at you like.
See, what I never thought about it like that. Hold on.
What if you were like 10 feet tall?
Because then he's not going
to
be.
All the attention would be yours.
I don't want the attention. I want to be minuscule.
Okay, fair enough.
And everything's all about attention right now.
I'm just playing
logically about this shit.
I'm just playing a devil's advocate.
You're getting in my head.
I'm going against you.
You're getting in my head.
I just want to help you see both sides. What came first, the egg or the chicken? Oh, this is. Have you ever heard of this? Yeah. What do you think came first? Do you think magically a chicken just appeared on Earth? Or do you think magically an egg just appeared on Earth? How crazy is this theory? Like,
bitch.
Such an interesting thing, because the more you think about it, the more you're like.
It's like God.
Am I stupid?
God came first. He literally put the chicken there.
Not the egg.
Where would the egg come from? You think God said.
Where would the chicken come from?
God.
What if God had eggs and just scattered them around and was like, all right,
he's like chopping it up. Already. He's like, who wants an omelet, y'all? What the fuck? Like, what? No, God said, pow, chicken. That's how it worked.
Fair enough.
Wait, am I silencing you right now? Because if so, I'm super sorry. I don't want the Baxters to attack me.
In what way would you be silent?
Egg came first.
I'm not very sensitive. Like,
egg came first.
I love
guys.
Conversation. No, I don't get offended.
Yes, Master
easily.
Noah. Egg came first.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I'm not trying to get attacked today.
Do you think I am? You calling me Master Noah?
Noah tells me to refer to him as Master Noah only. Master Noah, what's the next question?
Homework should be banned. Agree or disagree?
No.
Interesting.
Wait, was this controversial?
Homework
should be banned.
Homework should be banned. I thought you would be totally the other way. I thought you'd be like, fuck homework.
Well, duh, like, fuck homework. But also, like, you need homework because without homework, how would you.
But what if in school you just cover all the topics that you do? Like, your teachers just are like, we covered everything for today. You guys don't need to go home and, like, stress more about it. Enjoy your life. Stay young. Come back tomorrow and we'll learn again.
See.
It's interesting,
but then again, it's like
I feel like too much homework is just like
too much homework. Actually, well, like I'm not gonna lie, in school, homework was the reason why I wanted to die. Like I literally
no
was
one
going,
likes homework.
Who likes homework? If a bitch likes homework, she honestly.
But like, it is important to learn, so that's where it's tricky.
No, you're confusing. My head hurts.
Yeah, that one's tough. We'll move on. Because
like I hate homework, but then again,
let us know
like,
what
it's
you guys
needed.
Think. We'll move on from that. That one's tough. Just summer or winter?
Summer.
Why?
You're gonna agree. You agree with me.
100% I do, but I'm gonna argue. I'm gonna argue on behalf of winter. I don't want winter to go
bitch,
unheard.
You
want to
argue with the psychopath?
I told you before this that I'm gonna play devil's advocate.
I know, but like I'm crazy. If you keep arguing, I'm just gonna end up throwing my mic at you. Shut this shit down. Podcast over. No, I say
okay,
summer's
fair. Summer.
Silencing a black gay man today.
Oh, here we go.
Interesting behavior from a white Caucasian.
Would you like to live forever?
Man.
Would you like to live forever? Would you like to be mortal? You're the only one on Earth that can live forever.
I'm ready to go.
That's a different story.
What to if, be quite honest with you.
If everyone lived forever, that's also a different story because at some point the Earth would become overpopulated. But if you're the only one immortal, would you want to live forever?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I can so see myself like, this is going to sound bizarre. But I could still see myself getting like cut out cardboard people and talking to them.
You being immortal doesn't mean that other people are like there's still generations. Like,
oh,
you're just
but
gonna
you,
see
you
all
made
your
it
loved
seem like
ones
I was
die.
The last man standing.
No, not at all.
Oh,
you're just
I was
immortal.
Fully ready to get cardboard cut
out. No, but you're
going to
see everyone that you grew up with will die, but you'll be.
It's giving Twilight. It's giving Twilight. And you know what? I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, fair enough.
Team Edward up in his beach.
I think that one's interesting because it's like.
It's like I'm going to meet new people.
Yeah, but it is tough.
How?
If you could stay, if you were immortal, what age would you want to stay at? What do you think is the perfect age to stay at forever?
Low key, 21.
Initially, that was my first thing. Because it's at an age where like. You're old enough to be respected if, like, mm-hmm. you understand, like,
and you
how
have
everything,
so much knowledge because you're immortal. That,
but you're also just... young, to an extent. Yeah, mm-hmm. you're so young at 21, obviously.
Actually, I think 17.
I want to go to high school forever.
And just... I think that's an awful take. I think you might as well just be 18 and just be an older senior.
Well, no, because then if I try to, like, you know, I can't get arrested really for much.
You want to be? You want to use your immortality to be a criminal?
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fully.
Okay.
I'm a cause. Mass
you
chaos.
Get, you can't get with.
I can't what?
Older man. I mean, I guess that's a crime in and of itself.
Oh, shit. But if I'm immortal, aren't I the older man?
Try explaining that to the cop. Cop, I'm actually 1,000 years old.
Him, you're fucking nuts.
You go straight to him.
I'm showing him selfies from 1998. I'm like, look, this is Queen Elizabeth.
It's like a film camera, but it's just edited. It's just like, you scratch it out.
You'll think I'm crazy. You know how, think about this.
It's a Hoochie photo.
Isn't it crazy to think about, like, imagine being the first person to discover, like, the parrot talking. Like, imagine being the guy.
The mind trip, just being like,
you're just chilling.
What's up, parrot? You turn away. What's up, parrot? Like, he says it back to you. You're just...
Me. Deck the bitch.
Who said that?
Oh, my God. I don't know what I would do. That's crazy.
No, there's so many things that I feel like
imagine
still
the
haven't
first
even been...
the person who masturbated. Like, what was you doing? Why'd you experiment that? Imagine being the first person to get a boner. And he's like, Mom, what the fuck? And she's like, well, how would he even... I have so many questions.
Not a lot of answers.
Imagine being the first gay person and you're just like...
Now what?
That's crazy.
You walk around.
You like, want some dick.
Yeah. Like, you're going up secretly to people. Are you? No.
You're no, just, but like...
like, how do you go about that?
Oh my God. Oh my God, I have so many questions.
Yeah, I know. It's the most annoying thing about life is that there's so many questions and like... ways to look at life, but there's only so many answers, you know? Ooh, this is good. Children shouldn't be allowed cell phones until they're over 18. Agree or disagree?
Mm-hmm. Disagree.
Why?
Because then we wouldn't be here. Or I wouldn't be here. So I'm talking based on my behalf.
Yeah, fair enough. But do you think you would have... I don't know. I think with a cell phone, obviously the benefits of like staying in touch with people and like texting your mom, like, hey, I got here safely. Like all the safety reasons that you might need a phone. But then there's comes in social media with how great social media is. And like, we're obviously on it and like it's our lives, but it is pretty detrimental to some people's mental health. Mm-hmm. So I wonder how different like, a 14-year-old's mental health would be if they didn't have a phone and seeing like...
I mean, then you have to think that sometimes the internet probably can help those 14-year-olds by like...
Definitely. That's there's so many pros and cons of it.
Finding like, you know, themselves. So yeah. It's like...
Or even finding friends. Literally so many of... I've met a lot of people online that like I've met in person.
Yeah.
Literally through TikTok.
This question's very confusing because then again, it's like...
So many... Yeah. There's so many ways to think about it.
We'll let Chai answer this one.
Many ways to think about it. All right. Yeah, that's probably like one of the best questions. What's more important, being good looking or being smart?
Being smart.
Right. Like that's initially what you want to like think, but then think of all like pretty privilege is definitely a real thing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I've seen some pretty bitches get into clubs and then they're underage and here I am with... I'm like, hello.
A 23-year-old showing them on your phone. I'm Wait, literally 20.
Remember the story I told you when all my friends were in Delilah's and I couldn't get in?
Yeah.
Those bitches were underage.
Yeah. Yeah.
The and ones here
in
I there am.
Trying to get you in. Were
like, how'd that work? Yeah. But being smart, you can honestly use what it's
more. I think it's more of a tool.
Yeah, because looks don't last forever. I feel like knowledge does tea. For sure.
That's tea.
That is
that
tea.
That is tea.
You're smart and pretty, so like,
thank you.
That was the only nice thing I'm gonna say about you for the rest of the day.
Ooh, no one should ever tell a lie. Agree or disagree?
Agreed.
Okay, why?
Because I wanted you to argue with me on this one.
You want me to argue on behalf of people should lie?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I can. I don't think I want to, because I'm a big advocate for.
So you've never lied.
I have. I don't like it though.
Have you lied to me?
I can't recall. Probably. Nothing like crazy serious. Like nothing like, you sure? My God, do I look good today? I'm like,
just know, whenever a person asks you questions, it's because they already know the answer to it. So this is your time to come clean.
I said probably.
Do you not remember what you lied to me about?
No. Have you ever lied to me, Larry?
All the time. All the
fucking time. You are a snake.
I'm joking. Okay. I promise you, I've lied to you about literally just to your face about dumb shit.
Yeah.
Just because I want to see your reaction.
I feel like it comes like...
But I never lied to you about serious stuff.
I think if there's a balance of like...
Wait, not lying. I troll you. I don't like...
Yeah, I don't know. That one's weird. Because like I'm a big advocate for like not lying because I know eventually the truth always comes out. And like I've learned the hard way from that like growing up. And so like now, like there's just no point, especially if it's something that like, cause then you find yourself in this, you're just constantly digging yourself a hole.
100%.
And it's like the moment you, like someone finds the hole, it's like,
have you seen TikTok like, friend, the TikTok of like, I think it was a girl. She was like, I'd be lying for fun and I don't care. And all the comments were like, yeah, me too. I should be lying cause I'm bored. That's and so have you toxic. Seen the video of like, allegedly, this is like this big lie. But
some of those people are probably so funny.
Yeah,
like,
and they're probably lying.
They're probably so funny. Like, are some of the funniest people, but it's just.
Tell me if this is lying. I don't know if this is just because I'm bored, but back in the day, I would like, if I would meet somebody, I would literally paint, like, I'll meet a stranger that I know I'll never see again at like a party or something when I was like partying, my party phase. I would meet somebody and I'd be like, tell them the whole story of that. Like, I'll literally paint a whole picture of myself. Yeah, I grew up in Germany.
I guess that. Is like but an idea of like funny. harmless lying because it's like if you're never
is it lying because I'm trolling like I'll literally paint a whole picture and then I'll be like no I'm just kidding the whole time.
Oh, at the end if you say like oh I'm just
yeah I'm like no dead ass.
Okay, then that's just like, funny because I think that's genuinely I think a lot of people's humor relies on lying and like just messing around with people and be like I'm fucking with you.
So one time when I was doing that I met a guy and we were like getting to know each other just like for friends and shit at this party, right? And so I think he caught on to me that I was like kind of like trolling and he started trolling me back. He told me he was Vladimir Putin's nephew and the entire time because he would always like be in these nice cars, he would always have like bodyguards and stuff, and the entire time I literally thought that was Vladimir Putin's nephew. And then one day like we were hanging out and like his friends, he was like, so like when you go back home to like, you know, the Soviet Union, joking around, he was like, bro, I'm not actually Vladimir Putin's nephew. And I was like, you kept this lie for a month? He lied to me for a literal month.
That's
like I came clean. He was still telling me that he
like,
was
I wonder.
That's crazy.
I wonder if it was like such a crazy lie that he just assumed you didn't believe that he was battle with Vladimir.
He was still going along with it. And his friends would go along with it too. So I'm just there like.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, Doofenshmirtz. Like, that's what he would call me. He would call me Doofenshmirtz. Is that racist?
Dr. Doofenshmirtz from
Phineas
and Ferb?
I thought it was racist. You made a face like you knew him.
No.
Okay.
I just was confused why he was calling you a character from Phineas and Ferb.
I mean, it's
anyways.
Like, I had
this
a
one's
dream.
So tricky. Aliens.
I got everything.
Aliens may
I
be
wanted.
Living among us. Aliens may be living among us.
They are.
Like, not even just like, do they exist in another planet in this crazy big universe, solar system? Because duh. Like, you're naive if you don't think that. But like, are they living among us here? And
I've met a few aliens.
In the Earth. Larry.
I have.
Did they tell you they were aliens? Because that means they're probably
just, no, I can just tell.
Out of the country.
No, I literally can just tell.
In what way? You think I'm an alien?
Is this a trick question?
That's a genuine question.
I don't think you're an alien.
Okay, too.
I know some friends of yours are aliens.
Who?
I can't tell you. It's their business.
Who do you think's an alien and why? What do you think makes it?
Bryce Hall. Y'all didn't hear from me.
Y'all didn't hear from me. No, but there are, you know what I do believe in, actually, a little off topic, but like not because we're talking about anything. The whole idea of like time travelers.
Oh.
And time traveling.
I like that concept, but.
Have you seen those videos? Like, I guess you can edit like anything nowadays on camera, but like there's been videos where things are just timed so perfectly where people save people from like getting hit by a car and then they turn around, they're no longer there. And it's like. How do you explain that? Like, there's some crazy stuff that's been caught on camera.
That type of stuff makes my head hurt only because, like, as a person who knows how to edit, I can literally make you fly away. Like, but it's also, like, as a person who believes in that stuff, it's like, oh, shit. Okay. A little flash moment. Like, I could see
I don't know. That's such an intriguing thing. Like, I love that kind of conversation.
Do you want to have that conversation right now?
No.
We can.
Is it better to be rich with no friends or poor with many friends?
Rich with no friends.
T.
No.
Oh.
Bitch.
Wait, that's interesting because knowing being less fortunate, you would try to
hold on, appeal to the... No, let me give you my answer.
Okay, let me hear.
Because it's really controversial, but being...
I love that.
Being less fortunate is already a struggle. Having friends can also cause struggles because you have fake friends. You got friends who
literally.
But if that. I'm rich, girl, I'ma be in Malibu by myself on the beach, and I ain't gotta talk to nobody, bitch. If I wanna, I can hire friends.
Interesting, because when you read that question, there's so many people that are like, "You want friends? Like, duh. Like, you want friends. However, like, as much like being lonely for some people can be seen as a bad thing. So for other people, it can be seen as a very good thing. But I think it comes with like a balance, you know, like I feel like, more friends causes more problems. Like you want to keep your circle tight. But if like there's no circle at all, then it's like
no problems. Oh. And you also have money.
That's not where I was going. If there's no circle at all, I feel like sometimes. I'll call
my family.
T.
So, bitch.
Okay.
My mind's like a mastermind or something.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Like a mastermind or something. Mm-hmm. Do you think me and you would have been friends in high school?
Probably.
You think so?
Genuinely, yeah. I have a friend that was just like you in high school.
How so?
Like very like just Twitter personality. Like he loved Twitter and he like had a fan account. I don't know
Can who I for. Meet him? I never asked. I feel like me and him would be great.
He was funny. He was just like always just such a good time.
I feel like me and you would have been great friends.
Definitely. Especially you playing football.
That's what I was going to say. Oh my God. Us playing football together. We would have been honestly a power duo. I would
take so much like pride in cracking you on the football field. The way you
Who the fuck said that? You know, I'm going to need you.
Oh my God. First imagine us doing hitting drills. Close your legs
because I'm smelling like talafe.
You're so stupid.
The fuck?
The fuck?
Bitch, giving fucking salmonella between them thighs, bitch.
I mean, as someone that says them a lot, do you think bad words are bad? Do you think bad words are bad? Like cuss words. Do you think they're bad like for the mental? Do you think
Did you say as someone who says them a lot, do you think bad words is bad?
I mean, I say them a lot to be fair too. Not a lot. I try to filter myself, but like sometimes it's just funny. Like there was actually a stat. It goes both ways, but I actually looked it up the other day. Again, smartphones coming in handy. I actually looked it up. Like the outcomes and like what effect cuss words can have. Mm-hmm. And like, I saw it both ways. Like some people, like there were studies that said people who use curse words show higher IQ. Mm. But then I also saw it the other way that they're like, they're bad for your mental health. Like they're negative. And I'm like, interesting. But I know some of my friends are idiots and just literally all they know is cuss words. And I'm like, there's no way you have a high IQ.
You don't know?
No, not you.
Okay. Just making sure. Were you?
No. No.
I use cuss words in a positive way. I go, fuck y'all.
Like cussing is fun sometimes.
I go, shut the fuck up. Like if something's good, like, you know, I'm like, bitch.
Right.
Like, if I'm going to use a cuss word in a negative way, I think it's more so towards people who deserve it.
T.
Like,
you want to wrap it up?
That's right.
This is a great episode, I think. I think it was fun.
I don't even know what I said. I blacked out half the episode. Honestly, don't know what I said.
We're both just falling asleep. We're having pillow talk right
guys,
now.
Guys, I haven't went to bed since like last week.
It was a good one though. I think it was fun.
I had fun.
Like I said, or like we always say, let us know what guests you guys want on, because obviously we can do these things and like we would love to hear another perspective.
True.
Even ask the same questions to a guest, get what they think. But yeah, I think
I'm tired.
Larry's tired, so we're gonna head out. Probably gonna fall asleep.
We have another question. Do you find baby voice attractive? Because I hate it. I use it
baby voice?
I use it in satire. People think I'm serious sometimes. I'll be like, go, Noah, I'm tired. Because I think it's funny. I don't think it's attractive. I think it's stupid.
I think it's the ickiest thing of all time.
Right?
It's so cringe. I think even when babies do it, I'm like, shut up and just talk. Imagine. No, I love when I have the biggest baby fever. Like literally, like that cliche baby noise. You would be
such a good dad. Oh my God. Wait, let's wrap it. We have to go.
Yeah, we gotta go.
I have a cramp.
Larry's cramping, so we gotta head out.
Oh my god! 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 Oh my god!
Straight it out!
Oh my god! Did you see my toe like going in?
Curling in.
On that episode, on that note, bye guys.
Oh my god, it's doing it again! Oh my god! Make sure you guys like, give this video a big thumbs up, subscribe, turn the post notifications on, and comment who you guys want to see on next, what guests we should have, comment what we should talk about, topics. Please. We can make whole episodes about a certain topic. You know we like to ramble. And
so much. Jesus.
We'll see you guys next time, everyone.
Bye.
Get some sun, stay hydrated, exercise. Love you guys.
Love you guys so much. Have a nice day. Bye.